This is Practice, written by Lioness Valenti and read by Tipsy Kitty. Sylvie threw the android head of the timekeeper to the floor. It landed with a metallic clang. Years of her life, her only goal had been this, and it was for nothing. Her entire life had been for nothing. She was back where she started the day she'd been taken by the TVA. Loki turned to her. Sylvie. Not another pep talk, please. She couldn't stand a bastion of hope in this moment. Not while she was oscillating between despair and rage with such fury the two began to blend together. He squared in front of her, putting his hands on her shoulders. He trailed off, one of his hands sliding up the side of her neck and brushing against her cheek. Her stomach twisted into knots as she realized what he was going to do a second before he leaned in for the kiss. She could have pushed him away if she had wanted to. There was enough time, but she didn't want to fight anymore. The kiss was soft, almost tentative, as if testing if she was interested in kissing. Or maybe he was seeing if he was interested in kissing. It wasn't exactly inspiring. Yet Sylvie pressed in, slinging an arm over Loki's shoulder. He made a soft sound against her lips, like a sigh, and tilted his head back. Sylvie didn't hear anything he said after that. Over his shoulder, she could see Ravonna coming toward them with the baton outstretched. Reaching into her pocket for the temp pad she had lifted off one of the hunters she'd been fighting, Sylvie opened a door and pulled Loki through it. Where are we? Loki spun around in a full circle, taking in the small studio apartment. It was basic and functional, with few personal touches. White walls and a purple duvet cover on the bed. He stopped when he came to face Sylvie again. Why did you bring us here?
You were about to get pruned and I saved you, Sylvie replied.
Do you want tea? Sure. Loki peered over into the kitchen. You didn't tell me where we are.
She picked up the bright red tea kettle and began to fill it with water. Like most of the things in the apartment, she had lifted it from the rocks cart. It was easy to shoplift in the middle of an apocalypse. It's a place where I rest sometimes. Technically, we're still in the TVA, but deep inside. Places no one looks. We'll be safe here.
If it's safe, why don't you stay here? Loki asked.
He sat down on the bed and pulled his knees up to his chest.
Because then it's a prison, Sylvie said.
It was a place to sleep and take a bath, but it was always safer to keep moving.
If you're going to sit on my bed, at least take off your shoes. Who knows where in time those souls have been before we crossed paths?
The 1980s, Loki replied, where you had been.
Sylvie stopped, her hand tensing around the kettle's handle. She hadn't been expecting the softness in his tone.
She watched as he reached down and pulled off his brown shoes, first the right and then the left. He set them onto the floor next to the bed. He paused, considering, and took off his socks as well. They were brown too, with the TVA orange stripe around the elastic.
Making yourself comfortable then? Sylvie asked.
Loki smiled and loosened his tie.
I'm quite comfortable, yes. Are you?
Sylvie hesitated, then sighed as she set the kettle on the hob. She unbuckled her chest plate and let it drop to the floor with a thump. She was still completely covered from head to toe, but she felt soft and exposed without her armor and Loki's gaze upon her.
Why did you kiss me? She asked.
I was testing Mobius's theory, Loki replied. He believed, we created a Nexus event through our feelings.
Touching.
And you thought kissing me would do what exactly?
Distract them by creating another Nexus event? At least long enough to escape, but we did accomplish that regardless. I didn't realize you had a plan B.
Lifting the temp pad had hardly been a plan B as much as it was an eventual necessity, but she knew Loki wasn't terribly skilled in thinking ahead. He was so easily impressed. Sylvie shifted from one foot to another.
So that was it then?
A distraction?
Loki blinked, confused, and then he smiled.
You enjoyed the kiss.
It was serviceable, Sylvie replied quickly. You do realize it because the TVA is outside of time. No one could create a Nexus event within it. Right? The smile dropped from his face.
I must have skipped that lesson.
Serviceable. Truly just serviceable? Maybe I set the standard too high, but considering that we're occasionally the same person, would have thought you'd know better.
Loki scooted toward the end of the bed, his cheeks flushed.
Are you suggesting that I don't know how to kiss even myself?
Sylvie slowly pulled her shoulders up into a shrug. It was really too easy to rile him up.
Perhaps you're out of practice? Where was the confidence? Are you a Loki or not?
A kiss like that wouldn't have broken anything, even inside the timeline. He stared up at her, eyes wide, and his chest rising and falling a shade too quickly. His tongue darted out of his mouth, slowly wetting his lower lip. If you're the expert, then why don't you show me how it's done? She wasn't so far removed that she couldn't recognize that he was attempting to manipulate her. He wasn't very good at that, either. But like the kiss, she found it strangely charming. She had no place enjoying his company and his rudimentary skills in this way. He was painfully emotional in a way she'd never had the chance to be, playing out every hand and flickers across his face. By all rights, she should have found it useless, but instead she was drawn to him. Carefully, Sylvie set one knee on the bed, her thigh pressed flush against Loki's hip, and then pulled up her other leg to straddle his lap. He gasped quietly as his hands came to rest on her hips. If Mobius's theory is true, we could rip apart worlds, Sylvie said, touching Loki's cheek. We could bring the entire thing to ruin. She could feel Loki's heart beating through his chest. He reached out and carefully took a strand of her hair between his fingers. But not here, outside of time.
Not here, she agreed.
Then perhaps we should practice.
Sylvie grinned and pushed him down onto the bed. Perhaps we should. The end.